Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Our Miracle Prayer Day. I'm your host and facilitator, Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 120 minutes. Thank you all so very much for waking up this early to join us on the network. We're going to get right to our program this morning, and by having all of you all, we're going to ask that as you come on this morning, I'm going to ask that you please be so kind to go ahead and press 1 if you're participating on program. If you're scheduled to participate on program, we're going to ask that you press 1. Certainly, if you're not on the air for your portion at a certain time, we're going to ask that you kindly press mute on your phone. This way it won't interfere with what we're doing. When someone else is speaking, because we do get a lot of noise in the background. So we're going to ask kindly that you place yourself on mute when you're not at that time. And then when you're called upon, we're going to also ask that you go ahead and kindly unmute yourself. So, and we'll do, when it comes to our prayer warriors, at that time we're going to go ahead and unmute all the lines, but if you are not having a special prayer request, then we'll ask that you mute yourself, because we're bringing the show to you live. Right now we're back, I believe we're in Georgia right now, bringing the show live, so sometimes we run into difficulty as we travel around the place, so we still pick up all the noise, so we're going to ask that you kindly mute yourself and unmute yourself at the appropriate times, as well as especially during the prayer warrior session. And if you're not making a prayer request, then we're going to do that. This time we're going to go ahead with our program, and we're going to have Principal LeBron come in and give, once she presses one on her dial, we're going to have her come in and give us our welcome and purpose this morning. Once she presses one on her dial, I believe she has. Let me go there. Okay, we're still waiting. Okay, there we have it. Okay. Good morning, Principal Ron. Happy Sabbath, Shalom. Welcome to all of our guests and visitors to the program this morning. This time we'll have our welcome and purpose, Ms. LeBron.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You know, what I like about the summer months is that when it's 6 o'clock, it's like the sun is up and it's already, you know, light outside. It's not, you know, real dark and you're like rubbing your eyes and we're already awake. Good morning. I would like to welcome everyone on this program, knowing that this is the day that the Lord has made. We need to rejoice and be glad in it. This is a miracle intervention day today. Today is the day that, you know, we are going to, you know, lift up our voice for praise, lift up our voice for either prayer, and knowing that God is here. God is with us. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. So God is in the midst of us, and he is ready to receive our praise, receive our petitions, and knowing that it is a high time to be in the presence of the Lord. So if you have any friends or families that you can just reach out to, you still have time to just send them a text and give them the phone number so that they can come on board and listen as they listen to the people of God to either pray or, have a meditation. But knowing that God is here and he's ready to hear your petition today. So, again, I want to say welcome.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much for that. Looks like we're trying to get to our next party, the opening prayer, Ms. Miller. We're trying to bring him or her in. We don't see that name on the screen for the opening prayer. Let's see here. Brother or Sister Miller, are you there? Perhaps they're using another line. Brother or Sister Miller, for the opening prayer. All right, we don't have let's go ahead and ask. We're going to ask one of our volunteers, Sister Beverly. Good morning, Sister Beverly. Are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Jesse. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good morning. Sister Beverly, would you give us our opening prayer, please?
Sure, I will. Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Good morning, Dr. Jesse. Oh, Father and all God, as we enter into your presence this morning, Lord, for this awesome program, I pray, Father God, that your spirit be with us, your presence be with us, Jesus' presence be with us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to let everything that is done on this Sabbath day, Lord, give grace, honor, and glory to you, God. And Father God, as we all come for a purpose, Lord, whether we just want to be listening, Lord, or we're partakers, Lord, I pray, God, that everything, God, that is said and done, Lord, is in honor of you. So, Lord, as we gather together this morning, bless each and every one, Father. God, as I pray today, God, I pray for all the families of the world, mighty God, that as we're going through trying times, Lord, that your blessing and your healing and your well-being, Father God, and your power and your might be upon your children, Lord, all of us, the children of men. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks for this blessings, Lord, of this day. And Father God, bless Dr. Jesse, Lord, even as he comes twice a month, Father God, with this awesome program of praise, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Give him witty insights, mighty God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, as he go forth every 2 weeks, mighty God, to bring forth a day of praise for you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we give you thanks. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. This time we're going to prepare for our scripture reading by Sister Christine Washington. We're just waiting for her to press one on her dial. And we're going to have the scripture reading and interpretation. Good morning, Sister Washington. This will be followed by special music by Sister Jasmine. The scripture reading and interpretation will be followed by Sister Jasmine giving us special music this morning. Good morning, Sister Washington.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I hope and pray that everyone is doing wonderful on this holy Sabbath day, because truly, it is truly a blessing to be alive today in these times that we are living in. And our topic this morning is we're talking about faith. And the scriptures that I have chosen to read, the first one is Hebrews. Both of them will be found in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and also I will read verse 6. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek faith. Our topic, again, as I stated, is faith. Have you ever gone through something in life, whether it was a sickness, a trial or whatever the case might have, whatever the situation might have been, that's when faith has to come in to truly trust in God and believe that whatever the situation is, that He is going to work it out. Sometimes we as humans, we worry about things. And the old saying is, if you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. We have, as Christian believers, we have to trust in God when we're going through anything in life, because He already knows what we're going through as it is. So without faith, as it says, isn't, but you got to believe in God. You got to have that kind of connection that knows that He already knows your situation and believe that He's going to work everything out for the good of us. Hey, sometimes things don't work out the way that we want them to work out, but truly believers know that God knows the end from the beginning in every given situation. But you got to have the faith. And faith, again, is the substance of things hoped for. And still, it's impossible to please God, okay? Again, I've gone through situations. I'm sure you've gone through situations. And believe me, I'm here to say today that because of the faith and the trust and the belief that I know that there is a God, He has truly, truly worked out every given situation. Again, my prayer to you is this morning, with whatever situation that you might be going through, trust God. Trust God. Keep the faith. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. Yes, we need to pray about it. Pray about it. Leave it in God's hands. He knows what you're going through. But again, it might not work out the way you want it to see it worked out. But believe me, God knows what's best in every given situation. So that is my scripture reading for this morning and my interpretation of what faith is and trusting and believing. But you got to have that belief and faith that God, you got to have a connection with God in order to know that He will work out that given situation. Again, I say thank you and keep the faith.
Amen. Thank you so much, Watson. Thank you very much. We're going to have special music this morning by Sister Jasmine, which will be followed by a focal point from Sister Evans. And again, we're going to ask if everyone would kindly stay within the time frames that have been given to you all, because the program goes real fast. We want to allow enough time for the speaker of the hour this morning. So let's go ahead and good morning, Sister Jasmine. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath, brethren. God is great. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, His Son that's bearing, send him to die. I scarce can take it in that on that cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen, amen. My, actually, my, one of my top three favorite songs. Sister Jasmine, very well done. Thank you so very much for that. Beautiful. And how great he is. How great thou art. Thank you. This time we're going to go ahead with the vocal point. Ms. Evans, good morning, Sister Evans. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, Radioland. Good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath to all. This morning, our focal point is on the topic, faith. Whether faith bring you through your exam, whether faith bring you through your test, whatever it is faith. That's my sister this morning earlier. She read the book of Hebrew. And in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, is where all the Hall of Famers in the Bible were listed. Father God, this morning I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in whose I am and in whom I serve. As I turn myself over to you right now, that you will speak through me the words that you need your ears to hear. We will go into the book of Hebrews, and we will read chapter 1, which is already read. It said, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not, that's chapter 1. No, faith is not something we see. Faith is not something we hear or feel or taste. Faith does not operate by our five senses. But faith brings those things to fulfillment. He reminds us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 23. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Without faith is impossible. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise. And that's Hebrews 11, verse 23. We cannot waver. We cannot have any doubt. Because he said, if we doubt, we damned. So faith is something we don't see, but faith can bring sight. Faith is something we don't feel, but faith can bring feelings. Faith is something we cannot taste, but faith can bring taste. Faith can allow the five senses to operate spiritually. Now we have Abraham. Let's take a look at Abraham. Just think of it. Abraham was living comfortably among family members and friends. And one day he heard this unmistakable voice, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Abraham, being a man of faith and a friend of God, had no question to ask concerning the land of promise. Abraham knew his master's voice and did not hesitate to obey the call. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Hebrews 11, verse 8. That's obedience, friend. That's a test that Abraham had was to pass. So he obeyed. Because when disobedience comes and you failed a test, whether by examination in the class, you have to do over. So here, Abraham, without hesitation, he obeyed. That trust, that faith, and although Abraham found himself in the midst of idolatry, he continued to walk in the path of God, building altars and worshiping him. God knew that he could trust Abraham. Can God trust us today? Can he trust us today to be obedient, to follow his call, to listen to his voice? Can he trust us today? Abraham also, because he said, he did, he listened. He said, for I know him, that he will command even his children and his grandchildren and his entire household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. That's Genesis 18, verse 19. Brethren, brothers and sisters, faith is just the substance. It is the evidence of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. But as I said before, it brings sight. It brings feeling. It brings taste. Faith is trusting in God that when he speaks to us, we don't ask any question like Abraham did. We do according as he commands. And that's my little thought this morning on faith to pass our test and our examination. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Evans, for that wonderful word on faith. Certainly I need the faith. I'm asking prayers this morning, all of our prayer warriors to pray for me. And any reservations that I may have going forward, I go to D.C. next week, God willing, to prepare for the exam. So I'm asking God to help my faith. All of our prayer warriors, if you'll include me in your prayers this morning, God knows that I want to turn this whole test over to him. And upon passing it, it will be all dedicated to him. So faith is what we're talking about today as our topic this morning, our theme, mustard seed faith and your works all required to pass your test. All right, this time we're going to go ahead with continuing with our program, and we're going to have Sister Boyd give us our first this morning testimony. Our first testimony, Sister Boyd, if you'll press 1 on your dial, and that way we can bring you into the queue. Okay, there we have you now. All right, good morning, Sister Boyd. Thank you for being a part of our program this morning.
Good morning, and happy Sabbath to each and every one. I'm very excited because I want to finish my testimony from 2 weeks ago. But not just that, it's really on that subject we have just heard, faith. If you all recall, 2 weeks ago I was on and I talked about how I had a job, but it required to work on the Sabbath. Well, let's finish it up. As the Lord continued to bless me and my children, I continued to journey on my road as a Christian. I love telling folks about Jesus and also telling him that he's so soon to come and how much he loves us. So I was able to go to another job by the grace of God because I did pray. I wanted to have more of an income. And I said, Lord, what should I do now? He directed me to another job. It was very far, and the bus only went so far. I had to walk 4 miles every day to get there. But I was very thankful. Why? Because it was paying more money. As I continued to journey from day to day, week to week, month to month, a year started to come. I was now officially in a job that had more benefits for me and my children. I was very, very thankful. But you know, even though the Lord had blessed me and my family extremely much, it just lets me know again, God does hear and answer prayer. Eventually, I made friends, I had a chance to witness, and God allowed that because wherever we go, and I'm talking to every one of us, Wherever we go, we ought to lift up the name of Jesus. Whether or not we think that we should have this or that, see, God knows what we stand in need of. And if you all remember, 2 weeks ago, I talked to my sister, and because we were young Christians coming into the faith. And faith has to be truly exercised. And so it just brought me back, just for a little bit before I close, how, and if you all do not remember the story of Job, go back, read the story of Job. The Bible says he was an upright man, one who eschewed evil, meaning he hated evil. Today we see a whole lot of evil all around us. But Job, he was faithful, and he continued on his journey and his relationship with God. This is what we have to do today, because if we love him, then we'll serve him. And so I'm thankful that I had a chance to witness to people, and I've gotten rides to work and back home again. And again, I was very thankful. And as a result, the children and I, again, we were blessed, and we were able to witness more for the Lord. Why? Because he hears and he does answer prayer. So I'm just going to give you this Bible text really quickly. It's found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall open. And so let's continue to trust and obey, for there is no other way. To be happy in Jesus, oh, yes, it's always good to trust and obey. So I just want to say again, happy Sabbath to each and every one. May God's grace continue to be with each and every one. And again, put that faith to work, but pray. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that. Thank you for our first testimony this morning, Sister Board. At this time, we're going to go with our first prayer warrior in the person of Sister Kim Lee Wong. We're going to open up the lines. If you have a special prayer request, if you have, like I do, to pass this bar with honors, this upcoming bar exam, which will fulfill my childhood dream, and I want to dedicate it all to God. So I'm asking all the prayer warriors to pray for me this morning. And even if you have a prayer line throughout the week, pray for me that everything that I do that it will be dedicated in terms of passing that exam will be dedicated to God, and I will work in his mission with my licensing. Okay, so we're opening up. If you have a special prayer request, you want to press 1 on your dial at this time. Unmute yourselves, those of you all that are there. We're going to go ahead and good morning, Sister Kim Lee Wong. Sister Kim Lee Wong.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Oh, great, great.
Good morning, everyone.
Right, so if you have a special prayer request, you want to take out pen and paper, Sister Kim Lee Wong, give her your name and your prayer request. Please speak clearly so that she can get it in. And if you're interceding for someone, a prayer of intercessory, then you want to give them that person's name. And if it's a difficult name, we're asking perhaps that you can spell it out for her as we petition the throne of grace. Sister Kim Lee Wong, anyone, the lines are open now for your special prayer request.
This is Sister Jasmine. Please pray for my health and the health of my mother, Miss Hilda, Sister Bay. So Jasmine's health and Sister Faith's health. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Kim, with Sister Beverly.
Good morning, Sister Bev.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. I'm asking prayers for my children, for Sansian, Ian, and Kwan, for them to have a close relationship. I don't like how they all are apart from each other. They don't really reach out to one another. So I'm believing the Lord not only for their soul salvation, but for a closeness, a communication, even the communication, they don't communicate.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear. Are there any others? Okay. All right, so we will take this to the Lord in prayer. Psalm 34 tells us, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard. As we cry to the Lord, he hears our prayers. So let's go to him, believing that he hears. High King of Heaven, O Lord of our hearts, Father, we approach your throne this morning with praises on our lips and thanksgiving, Father, for what you have done. The first miracle, Lord, that you performed of this day is allowing us to be alive, allowing us, Father, to have our faculties about us, allowing us, Father, to gather together in your name so that we can lift up your name this morning. And by faith, we're believing that as you told us, when we call upon you, you said you will answer. While we are yet speaking, you said you will hear. And so we believe that you are hearing the cries of our hearts. You're hearing our desires. Father, Dr. Walker has a desire that he's had since childhood. And Father, he's attempted many times to pass this exam. And Father, once again, he's making an attempt. And he's trusting you, Father, that you will be the God of Israel. You will be his God, his Heavenly Father, that answers, responds to the desires of our hearts. And so, Father, I'm asking you right now that you will impart unto him the wisdom that is needed, Father, to complete with flying colors, to come back on the line with a praise report as he prepares, and we are expecting that we will hear that he has passed. So, Lord, would you attend to this request? Father, would you attend to the request for your daughter Jasmine and Sister Bates for help and healing? Father, you're the God that created. You know every single thing about us. You know the strands of hair on our heads. And so, Father, we're committing this request to you that you right now are restoring cells. You, Father, removing pain. You, Father, are performing the work of healing just by a simple touch. Reveal to them, Lord, any causes, the causes, dear Father, for whatever is happening, Lord, in their health. You said to ascertain the cause. And so, Father, we're expecting, as we're obedient to you, Lord, that you will move mightily upon our behalf. Lord, I bring Sister Beverly before you. Lord, you're a God of all flesh, and you're the God of unity. You want to bring all of us, your children, together in the way that you have said that we should come together. And Lord, this mother has a heart after you. She wants to see the same with her earthly children, the three that you've given unto her, Sancion, Quan, and Eon, Lord. Father, you hear Sister Bev's cries day after day for her children. Now, Lord, she wants to see not only that they're saved, but she wants unity. She would like to sit, Father, with her children all together, see their relationship displayed. And so, Father, we're asking you in the name of Jesus that you will do it. Lord, soften those hearts that have been separated from you and from each other. Allow them, Lord, to reminisce their growing up, the times that they spent together as children. And may those phone calls be initiated, Lord. It doesn't matter who doesn't call, who one person make the first move, Lord. And Father, we will be sure to give you the praise and the honor and the glory for what you will be doing for Sister Beverly, for what you will be doing for Dr. Walker, what you will be doing for Jasmine and Sister Bates. We commit this into your hands in the name of Jesus, Father. By faith, we're believing that you, Father, are the God of all flesh, and you are who you say you are, and you will do what you said you will do. We ask of all of these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for a powerful prayer this morning. And, you know, as we talk about mustard seed faith and your works all required to pass your test. And this is for, I believe, this is just my personal humble opinion, that life is a series of tests for us. And as we listen to the various testimonies that come on, the various prayer warriors that will be coming on, keep in mind that life is a series of tests, and it started in the, this is just my opinion here, in the Garden of Eden when God tested Adam and Eve's obedience. It was a test of obedience. This is how I feel. And they failed that test, but even when they failed that test, God did not fail them. And he showed his love for them by having a plan of salvation for them. So I'm encouraging everyone that whatever your Goliath is, whatever your mountain is, have that faith, because when we talk about faith, mustard seed faith, that's a very small seed. I've actually gone to the store to see what a mustard seed looks like, because the Bible tells us that if you have the faith the size of the seed of a mustard seed, that you can move mountains. And as Sister Kim Lee Wong prayed for me this morning, I've failed that test 3 times already over the last several years, and you're only, this is the final time that I will be allowed to take it in Washington, D.C. And I'm trusting God, and I want to be able to, and I'm going to put this out there, I want to be able to put it out there by saying that when we trust God, and I'm putting it out there because my faith is totally in him, that we have a baseball game, a professional baseball game, and when you play even sandlot baseball, you can strike out 3 times. You know, if you strike out, then you're out. You know, when you go, the batter goes up to bat, he or she has 3 times to attempt at hitting that ball with a legitimate hit or a legal hit, and legal hit meaning that there's not a foul. So if they strike out, if the pitcher pitches that ball and that batter strikes out 3 times, that batter is then out. But by faith, and this is just my story, brief story, I know that I've already failed it 3 times, and I'm not ashamed of that because I trust God, and I know that he will give us the desires of our heart. And why I failed, maybe I wasn't fully prepared, but I want to be able to come and testify that when it comes to God, 3 times that you strike out does not mean you're out. And I want to present that to everyone who's listening. You may be going through your giant, your Goliath, your mountain. And you may say, well, I've gone through this here several times, Lord, and it just seems like you're not answering my prayer. But I want to be able to, you know, just go by the faith. And I'm going to go and say, listen, by faith, 3 strikes does not mean you're out when it comes to God's program. And so no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're up against, it could be a doctor's report, it could be, you know, a case court report, it could be any of these things where you're anxious, you're even nervous, you're even scared in some cases. And you say, well, Lord, I've tried. But don't think that because you've tried, that God is still preparing you for more to make certain that you're ready. He had Moses out there for a long time, and he prepared him out there while Moses was out there. So that's my word to you all, and that's my word as I look in the mirror to myself. 3 strikes does not mean that you're out. But nevertheless, as Jesus said on the cross, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Just keep that in mind. Not my will. You know, I'm starting to learn the importance of saying that in every prayer, whatever the desire is, if I'm praying. And I go back to what Jesus said on the cross when he wanted that cup to be passed from him. Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And that's my prayer as well. And Lord, help me to be able to accept whatever your will is. All right. Thank you all for indulging me with that this morning. We're talking this morning about mustard seed faith and your works all required to pass your test. And I'm certain that our speaker of the hour, Principal Yannick LeBron, will bring us the interpretation and break that down much even more than I have. That's mustard seed faith in your works that are all required to pass your test. At this time, we're going to go with our second testimony this morning with Sister Elizabeth. Good morning, Sister Elizabeth. Sister Elizabeth.
Good morning and happy Sabbath to everyone. My testimony this morning is very short. And also, that song that was sung this morning, How Great Thou Art, the beautiful song, and it just did my testimony, because God is truly great. Me and my husband, we were living in California, and so we decided to take a trip to go to Texas. And we went to Texas, and when we got there, we stayed there, a couple of days. And so we decided to leave that night. It was late at night when we left. And so we was traveling. Everything was going just fine. And as we continued to travel, so we was a long way. We was like in no man's land, dark, no gas station, no nothing. And all of a sudden, the car just stopped. I said, oh, what are we going to do? So we began to pray. I told my husband, let's pray. And he said, okay. So we prayed and we prayed. And I said, start the car up now. We put the key in the car. It wouldn't do nothing. So he said, oh. I said, look, let's pray. I say, prayer changes things. He said, well, we don't pray. I said, let's pray again. He said, you got to pray in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we prayed again. He put the key in the car and tried to start that car. It started up. It started. The car tried to shake to pieces. And I said, Lord, I know you're able, and I know you can start this car. And so we can. So I told my husband, he said, well, we don't pray. I said, no, let's pray again. We prayed and we prayed and we prayed. Put that key in the car. Start that car up. That car went on, and we on our way to Alabama. We was going to Alabama. So our car started up. We went on to Alabama, stayed there for a couple of days, and came all the way back to California. That car didn't have no more problems. And it was a long time before we had to do anything to the car. So I give God the glory, the praise, how great God are. For he said, when you in trouble, he's right there to help you. So I say, thanks to the Lord. May God bless each one of you all, and thank each one for their testimony and what they have done. I've read and prayed. It's a blessing, because God is truly good, and let us all keep the faith.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Beautiful. Beautifully done, Sister Elizabeth. Thank you. We're so glad that God was there for you and your husband. At this time, we're going to continue with having our second prayer warrior, Sister Neela Lewis. We're going to be bringing her in this morning as our second prayer warrior. I believe she's on a different line, so we're going to be opening up the press one, Sister Lewis, so we can bring you into the queue. The phone that you're on. All right, let's see if we can do it for her. Sister Lewis, good morning. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yes, we can now. Okay, we had to bring you into the queue. All right, we're going to get ready now. And if you have a special prayer request, like I have this morning, and again, if you feel discouraged, you all, that you've even been praying for a certain thing, and remember my words now, as in the words of Jesus, he spoke, and he said, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. If you feel like giving up out there, you all, don't ever give up on God. It just might mean that he's pointing you in a different direction. I want to encourage you, don't ever give up on God. Even if things don't work out the way that you would have hoped they had worked out, then just remember that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called by his name. And so even if it doesn't go the way that, if it doesn't go the way that I would like it to go, then I will never give up on God. And I will just look at that as he perhaps wants me to go in a different direction. But don't ever give up on God, and don't give up on yourself either. All right, Sister Sister Lewis, we're going to open up the phone lines. And for people who have a special prayer request, we're going to give them that opportunity at this time.
Yes. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone on the line. This is Sister Marjorie. I'm just praying for just to please say a prayer. And Sister Lois, good morning. Please say a prayer for my grandson's grand aunt. She passed away, and today's a funeral. So just to say a prayer for the Gideon family, and also to pray for my family and my children, grandchildren, everyone, and also to pray for my business, you know, to help me in business, that my business may be successful, and just that God will continue to bless me and my family. And also one of my grandchildren's grandfather, let me see, no, great-grandfather, he's in the hospital. His name is Bill, so just to say a prayer for him also, and for everyone on the line and in Radio Land. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Good morning. I would like to add to that. I want to praise God. My son had his 21st birthday this week, and I want to pray a special prayer that the Lord will continue to prosper him and help him to be in health even as his soul prospers. And in addition to that, I would like special prayers for my dad. He's not feeling well, and so I want to this is Poet Rosette, so I want to say a special prayer for John Campbell.
Thank you. Anyone else?
And yes, Sister Lewis, good morning. I would like to request prayers for my daughter, Michaela, is returning home, and she is registered for school. And I just want that God's Spirit would continue to abide in our home, even as she returns with her belief system that she has, that God will, he will be the one that converts her heart, and she will be able to finish strong in her studies.
Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name. Your name is worthy to be praised. And we remember, Lord, the testimony of our dear Sister Elizabeth. She said she prayed more than three times for the car to start. Even her husband started getting discouraged. He said, "You're going to pray again?" But we cannot pray too much. Hallelujah. We are not praying enough. And so we come to you, dear Father, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, who is our mediator. You are our great high priest. You are sitting at the right hand of our Father, making intercession for us. Holy Ghost, we thank you for taking our prayers in moaning and groaning, because we don't even know how to pray. We don't know what to pray for. But dear Holy Ghost, thank you for taking our prayers in moaning and groaning, and present our prayers before our Father. May our prayers go up this morning as sweet incense to your throne. Praise be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Marjorie this morning. You have heard her cry about her grandson. Please take charge of her children and her grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, you see they have a funeral today. Oh, Father, their relatives have passed away. Death has pronounced upon us. But we thank you, Lord, that this death is only asleep if we are asleep in Jesus. And we know that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Jesus shall not die, because he or she will live forever when our Jesus comes again, soon and very soon. Give us that blessed hope. Give us that blessed hope, Lord, so we can hold it in our hearts and we will rejoice over the death of the saint. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for her business to be successful. Grant her your peace. Grant her your love and your joy that you have to give us. Please open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon her that she will not have room enough to receive it, and she will remember to give you all the glory and all the honor due to your wonderful name. We also pray for our dear sister Rosette, our poet Rosette. You have given her such a wonderful gift, and we thank you, Lord, that she's using it to the honor and glory of your name. She wants to praise God this morning because her son has turned 22 today, this week. We thank you, Lord. It's a blessing when we have our children and they can grow in the grace and in the admonition of Jesus. And if her son has not yet accepted you, Lord, please open up the way. Show him the way. Show him the light, so that he can come and glorify his Father, which is in heaven. And if he has already accepted you, could you please continue to shine that light and give him the strength and the power and the might, the Holy Ghost power, so he can walk in righteousness. Praise be to God. She's also asking you that you will bless his dad. He's not feeling well this morning, John Campbell. You know where he lives. You know everything about John Campbell. Bless him abundantly and give him your grace. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. This morning, we are asking you, Lord, to be with the daughter of Sister Kim Malaya. You know how she intercedes. She's interceding every day, every minute, every hour for her children. Have mercy upon each and every one of them, Lord. But especially this young lady, she's coming back home. And all her ducks are not in row with Jesus. She has strayed from you, Jesus. But in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to turn her around. Turn her around and help her to listen to the Holy Ghost. And her life will be changed. And as she'll come home, she will see the light. She will see the beautiful light, the light in her mother's life, so that she will open her mouth in awe. And she will give you the praise. And she will say, I yield, I yield, I yield. I will not hold out any longer. Bless the family. You know how the devil is wrought with our family, but in the name of Jesus, we come against the old dragon this morning who wants to turn us around and throw us down and eat up our jugular vein. But in the name of Jesus this morning, you promised us that you will always be with us. So those who really wanted to ask for prayers, you know, every one of us. So we ask all these blessings with the forgiveness of all our sins. In the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, grant us your peace and be with Dr. Walker as he goes to take this test. Open his dark understanding and give him the victory in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mila. I tell you, when the prayer warriors come on the line, it seems like for some reason it goes into my spirit that the prayer warriors, when they come, It's like I envision them bowing before the throne of grace and petitioning God. And as he sits and he listens and he just smiles and says, I got you. I got you. I know what you're asking for even before you've asked. And I will work all things out according to my glory and riches in heaven. And that's how I envision God. Just, you know, the prayer warriors are there, and all of us when we pray, perhaps it will help if we all just saw God, you know, in his glory. And I know we don't know what he looks like, but it's just that if we can just envision that this Father, this Mother, this ultimate supreme being is just smiling on us and saying, you know, I've been waiting for you to come to me and ask me, but I've already got you. So I see those prayer warriors like getting through their prayers, getting through. So I want to thank you, all of you all. What a wonderful job this morning. Wonderful, wonderful. And our testimonial people as well. We're going to continue with our program and go now with our next testimony, which will be testimony, I believe this is number 3. And we're going to be bringing in Sister Wilma Jackson for her testimony. Sister Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Walker. How are you?
Wonderful. Praise God.
Wonderful.
And
thank you.
We hope that you are as well. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I am. God bless you. Well, sisters and brothers, God is merciful to us again according to Lamentation 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Well, this morning, I would love to give a testimony. I have one of my own, but I don't have the time for that one. I would love to give a testimony according to this brother, Tess, coming from the Eastern or Europe. It's called Poison Drink. During this persecution of Christian, an Eastern Europe man had been arrested and imprisoned. One day he was taken from his cell and he was led into an interrogation room where a police officer and a doctor were sitting at a table. Lying open on the table was a Bible, and the prisoner was asked if he believed that book to be the word of God. He answered, yes, I do. Then he was asked to read Mark 16:18, and he read aloud, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So the doctor asked him, do you believe this part of the Bible too? The officer demanded him also to say, and he said, as a Christian, I believe it, he said. So the officer then placed a full glass on the table and said, in this glass, there is a strong poison. If the book is true, as you insist, it won't hurt you, right? But to show you that we do not play with you, the officer said, he said, watch this. This is what the officer said to him. He said, watch this. So he bought in a large dog. It was bought in, and he gave some of this liquid to the dog. In a few minutes, the dog was dead. He turned to the man and said, do you still claim that this book that you call God's word is true? The prisoner said, yes, it is God's word. It is true. Then, with the doctor looking on, the officer shout, what drank this entire glass? He said, permission to pray first. He kneeled down by the table. He took the glass in his hand, and he prayed for his family, that their faith might not fail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then he prayed for the officer and for the doctor that they too might become followers of Christ. Then he said, Lord, you see how they are challenging you, not me, but they are challenging you. I am ready to die, but I believe your word that nothing will happen to me. Praise God. Should your plan be different, I am ready to meet you. My life is in your hands. Hallelujah. May your will be done. Amen. Then he lift the glass and drank it all down. The doctor and the officer was amazed and not a little surprised. They hadn't expected this. They thought that he would break first and start confessing that he was guilty. Now they watched for him. They were watching for him to collapse. Right? He never did collapse.
Amen.
There was a complete silence. The minutes seemed like hours. Finally, the doctor made the first move. He felt the prison pulse. It was normal. His pulse was normal. He continued his examination, but he couldn't find no symptom, no evidence of harm. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He couldn't hide his astonishment. At last, the doctor slumped back in his chair, and he paused for a moment. Then he took his card he had in his pocket, and he tore it in half and threw it on the floor. Then he reached out for the Bible and took it in his hand and held it reverently.
Amen.
Today, he said, with conviction. With what? With conviction.
Hallelujah.
I too will believe this book. It must be true, he said. I too am ready to believe this Christ. Hallelujah. Who did this thing before my eyes? Praise the Lord. The Lord is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's a man of truth and honor and glory. And as of today, we should all believe, because God's done something for me this week, and he used two brothers from the Old Testament named Caleb and Joshua. Hallelujah. My faith was tested. My car stopped on me, and I was saying, Lord, how are you going to get me home? God rushed out and said, come here, Joshua, my servant. I need you to help my daughter to get home. And it's night. She always wondered if her car stopped on her at night, how would she get home? I want you to go and help my dear daughter. That's another long story, but I won't tell that today. But I'm telling you the truth. God is good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Love him. And you know what? We all going to be tested, as there is not another person on the face of this earth. And I thank God for testing my brother. And he called the doctor and the police to turn to the Lord in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Praise God for that testimony, Sister Jackson. That was beautiful. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. And that man's faith made him whole, even with drinking that. You know, it comes into my spirit this morning that this week, as we come upon, you know, going into a new week, which starts at sunset, I want to just encourage all of us to reach out and encourage somebody this week, somebody that you perhaps haven't talked to in a while. Just
reach out and encourage them, because you don't know what people are going through. And it might be your voice, that a long missing in action voice or an awaited voice, or someone may have had you on their mind that you don't even know. But it just comes into my spirit that if each one of us could just reach out this week and not tell necessarily about our challenges or problems, but just check on someone just to see how they're doing. It could be a relative. It could be a friend that you haven't spoken to in a while. But just to reach out to just maybe listen, not so much tell about what was going on in our lives, but just reach out to someone this week and just listen to them, because we just don't know. We're living in some perilous times, and people are going through a lot right now. And it's even before COVID, during COVID, and as COVID is still present, they're still going through things. And, I see all the time about, just things that are just happening. Just got word recently that a woman who was trying to get a restraining order from her ex-husband, and they didn't give her the restraining order, and then turns out that the woman and her children were killed by this man. And so just reach out and be a friend. Just, have some compassion for someone other than ourselves. And I'm going to do that myself and just reach out to someone. Let's just make time and take time. And after hearing that particular testimony, it made me think about that. And for whatever reason, God put it in my spirit. All right, we're getting ready to go now with our final prayer warrior. We're going to have Sister Shannon Bright. We'll be bringing our next and final, as our next and final prayer warrior for this morning. And we're going to ask that she prays for the speaker of the hour, Principal LeBron, who will be bringing us a word from on high. We're asking for a special prayer for the speaker of the hour, who's going to be talking about mustard seed faith and your works all required to pass your test. And certainly my prayer request continues, and I'm going to speak. The Bible tells us to act as if, and I'm paraphrasing here, act as if those things that we have prayed for has already taken place. And I'm going to ask Sister Shannon Bright to give God, on my behalf, thanks for allowing me to pass the test. And whatever his will is, I've passed anyway, because I haven't given up on him and I never will. And I just want to thank him for allowing me to pass this test by faith. I'm putting it out there. And for me, that means even if he sees otherwise, then I believe I passed the test, because the real test is never giving up on him. And so that's my gratitude of thanks. Good morning, Sister Shannon.
Good morning, Dr. Jesse. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
It's a beautiful day to be alive. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And
amen.
Dr. Jesse, I know I'm praying, but you just hit something when you said it in that song. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. And does anybody have a prayer request this morning? If so, come on in.
Okay, let me open up the phone lines. I'm sorry. Thank you for that. Let's open up the prayer lines. All right, you all can begin now with your prayer request.
Yeah, I have a prayer request. This is Sister Jackson. According to Revelation 3 and verses 18 says, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed with that, that thou may be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see it. For such a time as this now, I need that. My sister told me this week that I talked to, she said, she was about to lose her son in the hospital, and she asked her pray for her. And she did. And God told her while she was crying and praying for the son, no, God spoke to her verbally, as I am speaking to you. He said, I will not save his life. I would take him because I am on my way back to get my children now. So Jesus is getting ready to come now. And so I just ask you all to pray that each one of us would be fulfilled, God would fulfill verses 18 in our life because he's getting ready to come back, sisters and brothers. Thank you.
Sister Jackson, what's your sister's name? So we can, so I can pray for her.
Well, Sister Bobby Jackson told me about the sister that lost her son, but she didn't give me the sister's name, but I just called her sister. But, you know, the Lord is getting ready to come back now. He took her son last weekend because he said he's getting ready to come back now. Thank you.
Well, God knows her name. Okay, we'll pray. Yes. We'll lift her up. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next prayer request.
This is Gertis Stroza. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Sister Gertis.
I would like to ask for prayer for my nephew, Douglas Jones, Melissa Stroza, and my friend, Christopher. I would pray that God's will be done in their lives and that he condition our heart to accept it. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Next prayer request.
This is Sister Jasmine. Please pray for my son, Xavier, that he will be properly and be healthy. Thank you.
Amen.
And this is Sister Kim. Please pray for my son, Matthew, that the Lord would convert his heart and that he will forsake everything of the world and turn to him. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Sister Bright, good morning. Could you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Yes, this is Sister Marjorie again. I just had an addition to my prayer request. I have two of my grandsons, Kimani. He celebrated his birthday on July 11th, he turned 11, and also my grandson, Kadon, he celebrated his birthday on the 14th. He turned 17 years old. So just that God will continue to bless them and for more unity in all my family, and also to say a prayer for my friend, Dr. Pastor Rowe and his family, and also for my family. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. We're going to go ahead and as the song said, come on in the room, come on in the room, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, we thank you as we kneel, as I kneel before your throne, Lord, just to say, oh, what an awesome God we serve, Lord. What a privilege it is to be able to pray, God. Lord, let that be something that we do not take for granted, Lord. Let us just continue to petition your throne, Lord, to just make our plans, take our plans and lay them at your feet, God. To where will we go? No other help we know, Lord. So we come to you this morning. I lift up Sister Jackson. Lord, I thank her for bringing her prayer request and making it known, Lord, because we, in the word, you said we have not because we ask not. So this morning we are asking for peace for the lady that has lost her son, Lord. That is a pain. Lord, we don't intend to bury our children. We intend for our children to bury us, Lord. So, Lord, be with that sister, Lord. Even though we don't know her name, God, we are so thankful that you are a God that knows all things. And you said in your word, nothing, absolutely nothing is hidden from you, God. And, Lord, you also said in your word, anything that concerns us concern you, God. So we know if you said it in your word, it is the truth because you can never lie. So, Lord, just be with that dear sister. Be with Sister Jackson that did not have requests of her own. Be with her and bless her according to your will, God. Lord, I lift up my sister Gertis, Lord. You know what she stands in need of, God. You know the prayers that she is praying in her secret place, Lord, that she's crying out in her intimate time between just you and her. I ask that you said the prayers that we pray secretly, you reward them openly, God. Lord, she has brought Douglas and Melissa and my son, Christopher. Lord, we lay them at your throne right now. God, the thing about you is nothing. You will never have to say, oops, I didn't know that. That is a surprise because, God, while we were yet in the womb, you knew us. You said in your word, all of our days are numbered, Lord. So nothing takes you by surprise, Lord. You knew that we would be here on this day at this time praying and interceding and asking and pleading for your blessings, God. Lord, I lift up Jasmine's son, Xavier. Lord, I ask that you be with Jasmine, Lord. You know what she stands in need of, Lord. As we all are mothers, Lord, and we are praying for our children and our grandchildren because this is a peculiar and a strange season, Lord. And, Lord, anyone, even Stevie Wonder could see that these times that we live in, Lord, they're like times never before. And, Lord, it's because prophecy is being fulfilled right before our eyes. So, Lord, I ask that you be with Xavier, Lord. Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children and over the grandchildren, God, because you are the – we ask that you lift up a standard against the enemy, God. Lord, I lift up Kim's son, Matthew, Lord. Be with Kim, Lord. Be with all the mothers, Lord. Because if Satan can't get to us, he's going to get – and the fathers, he's going to touch what gets close, what is closest to our heart, Lord, and that's our children. Lord, I pray over Matthew. New beginning, Lord. Matthew is a new beginning. Lord, I ask that you create in Matthew and all of our children a clean heart and renew the right spirits in them, Lord. I ask that you bless Matthew and let this day mark the day of new beginnings over his life, Father God. And, Lord, I lift up our sister Marjorie, Lord. She's praying over her grandchchildren, Imani and Kanan and her entire family, God. Lord, just oh, Lord, we need you so much. We could stay on this line all day praying because our needs are great. I ask that each and every person, the silent listeners, those that have spoken and those that haven't, Lord, you know what we all stand in need of, Lord. I ask that you bless us according to your will, God. And, Lord, we are so thankful that according to you, delay is not denial. Our doc taken that test 3 times. But, Lord, you're the God of a second and a third and a fourth chance. God, we need you on this fourth chance. Lord, God, we need you. And we know that your will be done, Father God. We know that. We know that you know. You said, I know the plans that I have for you, that you will prosper and be in good health even as our soul prospereth. So, Lord, you know exactly what our brother stands in need of. And, Lord, we know that when he passes that bar, if it's according to your will, Lord, that he will bless many because he's already doing that. So, Lord, we're asking for favor for our brother. We're asking for favor, God, because you are a good God. And, Lord, you said no good thing will you withhold from your children. And you said all things work together for the good of those that love you and call according to your purpose. So, Lord, we just love you. We thank you. We praise you. And as we came in the early morning hours, because you are who we want to talk to first thing when we open our eyes, because we are so thankful that when we woke up, we could wake up. And it wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't a phone call, but it was you. So, God, forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from any unrighteousness that would stop our prayers from being heard. God, we love you, we honor you, and you are good, and your mercy endure forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we're praying for the speaker of the hour. Lord, as we pray for the speaker of the hour, we pray that we have this word. We continue with that prayer. That we hear from you on high, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Shannon, for such a powerful prayer. We greatly appreciate all of our prayer warriors and those who have given testimony. As we get ready to continue with our program, as we're coming to almost the closing, at this time we're going to go forward with the introduction of the speaker. Our speaker of the hour is no stranger to many of us. You have heard her from time to time on our Saturday morning programs. She's no stranger to Radioland. She serves as the co-host and facilitator of our bi-monthly shows. She's a devoted wife and mother. She's a believer in Christian education by serving as a principal in our church school. She's a faithful servant of God and a devoted friend to man. I actually call her the button preacher, the button preacher, because whenever she is called upon, she is always ready, as evidence that will be presented this morning in presenting God's word. After our song of meditation by Sister Beverly, the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker, Principal Yannick LeBlanc. Hear ye her.
As we are on the topic of faith this morning, I was wondering what song to sing, and then as I hear the topic and hear all the commentary about faith, I just thought that we would stand on the promises of God. And I sing this song not only for myself this morning, but for all of us. Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest we will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God we shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, our Savior, standing, we are standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises we now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for us, standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, our Savior, standing, we are standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises we cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in our Savior as our all and all, standing in the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, our Savior, standing, we are standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Standing on the promises of God. Thank you, Sister Beverly, for that song that God has led you to sing. We have to stand on his promises. That's what faith is all about. We stand on his word. We ask for God. We speak to God, and then we stand on his word, and that's believing in him. Thank you so much for Sister Beverly for that song. Thank you, Dr. Walker, for inviting me to speak once more. Again, every time I get ready to speak, it's that's the Holy Spirit, because I get nervous, really. Sometimes, you know, I may talk a lot, but I get nervous when it comes because this is the word of God, and he speaks through me. Sometimes I write things and I don't say it, or sometimes I say things I don't write, and that's when the Holy Spirit is taken over. So as we start, we go into the word this morning, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, this is the moment. This is the time, Father in heaven, that you step in, Lord, that everything that I've written, that I've asked you and that you've given me in my spirit, Lord, that you speak now to your people, Father in heaven. Hide me behind your cross, but never from your presence, Father, and help the words that I speak, Lord, the words that I speak, Father in heaven, Lord, may have an influence on someone that is listening, Father in heaven, that they may draw closer to you, Father, because of this message this morning. We ask you all these blessings. Forgive us for our sins. Cleanse us from in all unrighteousness. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. 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 Good morning, everyone. This sermon this morning is, the title of it is Mustard Seed Faith and Work All Required to Pass Your Test. So you have to have a mustard seed faith. As I looked at this, the title, I realized I had to do some research back on the mustard seed. Like Dr. Walker said, he went to the store, and the mustard seed is actually really, really small. It's really minute. And so one of the things, I want to take you first to Mark chapter 4, verse 31. Mark chapter 4, verse 31. And let's see what the Bible says about the mustard seed. Mark chapter 4, verse 31. And it reads, it is like a grain of a mustard seed, which is grown in the earth and less than all the seeds that be in the earth. Okay? It's the smallest seed. That's what it's saying. But when it is grown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all the herbs. It shooteth branches so that the fowls of the air may lounge under the shadow of it. So we're talking about the mustard seed. One of the things that we know about the mustard seed that it is very small. It is so small, but it grows into a very, very large tree. So it begins like a grain. And as I talk about the mustard seed, I'm going to talk about our faith simultaneously. You know, I'm going to do a compare and contrast with our faith and the mustard seed. So the mustard seed is the smallest seed that we know. But it grows. It doesn't stay, remain a seed, right? That's the same thing with our faith. Our faith may start small, okay? We may ask God, Lord, help my unbelief. However, we have to, our faith has to grow. And how does our faith grow? We wonder. Does it grow because we're, you know, the next day, we have to trust God again. We have to continue to trust God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your understanding. That's the only way that our faith will grow, closer that we are with God. That's how our faith will grow. The more that we experience, the more that the trials that we go through, it's believing and trusting in God how our faith will grow. The next thing it talks about the seed is that the seed is planted about 6 inches deep, and you fill it up with water, and about 72 hours later, the silt, it covers the seed, and the tiny green sprouts begin to appear. So a seed must be well-rooted. Just like our faith must be well-rooted in God, not our faith in someone else, not our faith in something else. But our faith must be rooted in God. When a seed goes down in the ground, it grows 63 feet into the ground. And that seed grows into a tree of a maximum of 21 feet tall. Seed is greater, like the Bible says, is greater than any other herb. You know, just like our faith must grow. But the only way that it grows, it has to be rooted, right? So just like the seed, it roots down 63 feet down, you know, and because it's rooted, it is anchored. So our faith has to be anchored in the Lord. Our faith has to be anchored so much so that we know without a shadow of doubt that God is going to see us through. The third thing says that a mustard seed, when it's growing, it has branches. Of course, every tree has branches, but a mustard seed has strong branches. And one of the things about the branches of a mustard seed is that the Bible says that it grows in the fowl of the air, comes and have shades underneath it, right? So interesting facts about a mustard seed tree is that, number one, birds come in, lounge in it. But you know what? They don't really create their nest in it, you know, because their eggs may be killed, you know. And sheep, they love the fragrance of a mustard seed. You know, that's why they come under their under that tree and get shade. So just like us, okay, we have to have, when we have faith, our faith grows like branches, right? It's attractive. It draws others to have faith and a trust in God. And it's powerful enough if we have influence now. You know, when we have faith, we trust God. And we have to stand on his word. We have to know that God is going to come through. Because others could be looking. A lot of times we're going through an experience and we're going through something and we ask God for an answer. But you know what? God may not answer us right away. You know why? It's because he needs to bless someone else for your situation. Whatever that you're going through, sometimes God will wait to answer that prayer because he needs about 10 or 20 other people that is going through a situation that may hear about your situation as you're going through it. And they may be blessed by the outcome of it. And say, wait, if God has done this for her, he's going to do it for me. If God has done this for him, he's going to do it also for me. So just like the tree that has branches, our faith is supposed to have branches. Our faith is supposed to stretch out and to reach out to others and to be a blessing and a covering for others. Our faith should never be smaller than when we first believed, when we first got baptized, when we first accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Our faith should ever be growing every single day. Our faith has to be rooted. There was a man that said, I believe in the sun, even though it doesn't shine, even when it doesn't shine. I believe in love, even when it's not shown. And I believe in God, even when he does not speak. You know, faith is a belief system. Like I said last time, faith is believing. You have to believe in God. Without a shadow of doubt, you have to believe in God. You have to know that God will see you through. Faith is designed by God for you to grow. Because you know what? God hates little faith. When Jesus talks about faith, he talks about mountain, right? Being able to remove mountain, having a big mountain faith. You know, faith can only grow by its continual use. If you don't use your faith, it cannot expand. You have to continue to use that faith every single day in everything that you do. A faith must grow, just like the mustard seed. It has to grow. When it's planted in that ground, the maximum height, it goes up to 21 feet tall, which is very, very tall. Like I said before, the root is 63 feet down underground. So it has a root, is well grounded, and is very tall. And without the branches, you know, if you have faith but you don't share it with someone else, if you have faith and you don't let someone else know how good and powerful God is, it's void, because we need that to have that kind of faith. Our faith should not be influenced by the world, but it should be the influence in this world to destroy the influence of this world. So we need to have an influence. We need to have a faith that will influence others. Great faith is resilient. Now, another thing with the mustard seed is that it is also resilient. The mustard seed, the mustard tree, it is reported to survive a drought of 3.5 years. Our faith does not depend on seeing God move all the time, but our faith should depend on our trust in Him. How do you trust in God? When you trust in God, that's how you pass that test. Because we're talking about mustard seed faith, and we're talking about all the work that is required to pass your test. When you have faith, you stand you stand on His word. You know that God will see you through. That's when you pass the test. There's a lot of characters in the Bible, you know, as I read through the word, that has gone through faith, that has gone through a test. But we want to see, you know, how did they pass that test? Job, have you considered my servant Job, God told to Satan. Job didn't even know he was going through a test. He didn't even know that he was, you know, between God and Satan, they were looking at him. But you know what? Job, in the midst of everything that he went through, he said, I know my Redeemer lives. He knows his Redeemer lives. He knows that God is still on the throne. Whatever goes, God gives, God takes it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we're going through trials, we don't give up on God and curse God or blame it on God. But we have to stand on what we believe. Job never gave up. He passed that test. And at the end, what did God do? He gave him a double portion of everything that he had. Gave him more children. He gave him more cattle. He just blessed him. And that's what God does. He blesses us. Joseph, when he was in a house of Potiphar, his wife, Potiphar's wife tested him every single day. She wanted him to sleep with her, but he stood on what he believed. And he said, how can I do this great sin against God? Joseph had the word of God implanted in him. Thy word that I have in my heart, that I meditate on it day and night, that I may not sin against God. When we have God's word in our heart, when we stand on His promises, when we know what we believe, we don't fall into sin. We don't fail that test. She became queen, and the test was for her people, the Jewish nation, to be annihilated. They were about to all be killed. But she trusted in God, and she asked for fasting, you know, over a whole nation. And she passed the test.
because all of her people all were saved because of her faith, because of her prayer. The three Hebrew boys, they were in a land where, you know, in Babylon, and where wickedness was all around them. They were presented with meat that was unclean, but they stood they passed the test, because even Daniel, they asked them for 10 days that, you know, him and his boys, they would not eat of the meat. They would have, you know, vegetables. They would have water. They would have, you know, a healthy thing for their diet. And at the end of 10 days, they passed the test. They were more healthier and wiser than everyone else. Why? Because they stood on God's promise. They listened to, and then they obeyed God. Faith is obedience. The 10 virgins, they were tested. The parable of the 10 virgins, they were tested. 5 of them, you know, they had their oil, they had everything that they needed. So when the time came, they were ready to go. But the other 5, they did not have enough. They were not rooted. Just like right now, we are living in the last days. Everyone, we are living in the time that Jesus can come during our lifetime. He may come during our lifetime. Are we ready? Are we passing those tests every single day? Is our faith growing like the mustard seed? We can't afford for today we have faith and tomorrow we don't, because of a bigger trial. Because with each trial comes more faith. And more faith only comes from a trust in God. Just like David said, you have led me before in the past. He has to believe that God will continue to lead him in the present. David was, when he was a little boy, you know, he was picking up rocks and, you know, he was watching his father's sheep. And several times there was a lion that came and to try to kill the sheep. And he fought them off. And then there was a bear that came to try to eat the sheep. And he fought them off. But this time there was a big giant that came. And David, you know, took his little rock and he put it in a slingshot, and he said, with one of the most dynamic statements in all the Bible, he said, thou comest to me with the sword and with the shield and with the javelin, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. And that was a bigger giant. So his faith grew. When he came in face of that giant, he knew that God was on his side. And that's how our faith will grow. If we have that awareness that God is on your side, in the Lord with all your heart, with all your heart. The Bible doesn't say half of your heart or when you feel like heart. The Bible says with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God will give you victory over every test. What I like about God is he said that he creates a back door for us. When we are in face of temptations, we do not have to fall. He doesn't give us any test that we cannot overcome. He doesn't give us anything that is greater than ourselves. All we have to do is we have to pray and we have to trust in God. I think that's where the part that we fail. Sometimes we get and we worry. We worry about a situation. We worry about financial problems. We worry about a sickness and health. We worry about a test that we have to take. We worry about these things. Put our faith in God. And faith without works is dead. And it means that if we have faith, but we do not move forward and do what we're supposed to do, it's dead. It has to go together. You know, faith has to be active and not passive. We have to trust in knowing that God will do it for us. And another thing, don't tell God what to do or how to do it. He is God and God all by himself. Let God be God. He'll do it. If you ask him, he will do it, but in his own way and in his own time, as he sees fit. You know, trust in him. If we trust in him, and Lord, I don't know how you're going to do this, but I'm going to trust you that you are going to do it. Because the way God works is not the way man works. I remember there was a church that I went to, and they needed to buy another land and another property to build the church. They didn't know where they were going to get the funds from. It was a smaller church. But, you know, but they had faith and they prayed every day and they asked the Lord. And I remember there was a group in that church that said, you know what, we're going to just get out and form our own church. And they went out and formed their own church and went into another, went on their own, rather. And they pulled all these people out. And someone said to me, I remember, they said to me, well, this church will never have their own place, never have a new church, because we took all the people that was rich in that church. We took the realtors, we took the doctors, we took the lawyers, we took, you know, everyone that can make money. Now this church will never be able to afford a new church. And I said to that person, you know, this is God's church. That's one factor that you forgot out of the equation. This is God's church. And God's church will never fail. And so what happened in that story is that out of eminent domain, the government came in. There was a school behind the church that needed to expand. They did. They asked, they brought up all the land in front, which the church was right in front of that school. And they brought up that land, and they gave that the church $3 million. And that at that time, in the real estate industry, that was above the market value. So you can't tell me God cannot do above and beyond what we ask for. God is an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised. We serve a mighty God. In the School of Providence, we have to know that we have to learn to trust in God. When nothing else is working, trust in God. He knows your every need. He knows what you're asking for even before you even open your mouth. He knows what you're asking for. He wants you to trust in him and to anyone else, not to doubt, not to have a single doubt. And Jesus says we have faith and we don't waver it. That God will see us through. You know, that's one thing about Jesus. You know, he acknowledged people that have faith. You know, he told the woman, because of your faith, this is why you're healed. And one of the things that I love about God is that He gives us a test, and not for us to fail them, but for us to strengthen us. Faith is a test, my brothers and sisters. Obedience is a test. You have that free will to either choose to obey or not to obey. Love is a test. Tithing is a test. When you give your tithes and offerings and give to God, that's a test that God is showing you, that God is requiring of you. He wants you to put, you know, trust him and know that he will provide whether or not you have it. I remember at one point I was going to a church, and I didn't go to my particular church that day. I went to another church, and I forgot my tithes and offering. And then I went back to the church later on that night, and I said, Lord, I was looking for the treasure so I can give the tithes and offering. And I said, Lord, at that time, I didn't have much, but Lord, I'm giving it to you. I don't know where the money's gonna come from for, to buy food or something for the children. They were young at that time. But, I trusted God, and I gave the tithe and offering. As I came out of that church that night in the parking lot, an uncle of mine came to town to visit. Didn't even know he was coming. And I said, whoa, what are you doing here, Uncle Paul? And he said, you know what, I'm so sorry, Yannick. I didn't have time to buy your kids something, da-da-da. And here's money. He placed it in my hand. And it's the same amount that I just gave. Those little things, it's like you got to trust God. He brings it through. He sees your faithfulness. He will honor your faithfulness. I'm going to leave us and conclude with this, to know that the challenge that we're facing today is to use our faith. That's what I challenge you today. Is to use your faith, to allow it to grow, to allow it to fester, to allow it to be a witness to someone else. Use your faith every single day. Every test that you're passing, you have a trial, stand on God's word. Use your faith. God didn't point out little things as he used big things like a big mountain. We can move big mountains if we have faith. We are tested every day. And the way to pass our test is to trust in God. Proverbs 3, verse 3 to 5. Again, I'm gonna leave you with this text so that you can, whatever you're going through, remember this text. Remember this text. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. Verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you so much for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us that as the mustard seed starts off small, but it grows into a big tree. I want you, Lord, to grow our faith. Help us to have a faith that is ever growing every single day by trusting and leaning on you, Father, and not leaning to our own understanding. We ask forgiveness, Lord, in the past if we leaned on someone else for help, if we leaned on something else for help, Lord. But today, Lord, we want to confess that, and we want to admonish you, Lord, as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord over our lives. Our life is in your hands, O Lord. And Father in heaven, help us to have a stronger faith. Because we want to make it to heaven. We want to see you face to face when you come in the clouds of glory. We can't wait to see you, Lord. But strengthen our faith. Help our unbelief. Help us to believe in you and to trust you every single day. This I pray, everyone that's on the line, Lord, that has been praying for something, Lord, strengthen their faith. So that you can work miracles in their lives. You can answer that prayer that they were praying about, Lord Jesus. You can answer that prayer for health, Lord Jesus. You can answer that prayer for financial situation. You can answer for financial breakthrough. You can answer the prayer, Lord, for family problems, Father in heaven. You can answer a prayer for a job that they've been seeking. You can answer a prayer, Lord, for mental stability. You can answer the prayer for education. You can answer whatever it is that we are looking to you Because we look to you, to the hill from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. Help us to have faith, Father. We ask you all this in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Principal LeBron, for such a beautiful and impactful message. Mustard seed faith and your works all required to pass your test. I certainly pray that all of you all receive this message, and I certainly have received it with the utmost regard. And I'm deeply touched at the fact that a mustard seed goes 60 plus feet in the ground and grows up to be one of the most powerful trees with branches out there on it that even the birds come along and sit upon it and find shade even under it. And it's amazing that they don't build a nest there. But that was a very powerful and educational message on the mustard seed. And it reminds me that if we just have that, I mean, the way that you broke it down, Principal LeBron, was so impactful. I never heard it that way before. But it makes you realize how powerful that mustard seed is. And if we just have faith, the size of that mustard seed, we can. Now I can see how we can move mountains, because it's your faith in God, just the little bit of faith he's asking, that you too will move mountains. Thank you once again. We're going to ask that you mark your calendars. Our International Divine Intervention Day program will be in 2 weeks from today, Saturday, July 30th. Mark your calendars. If you desire to participate on our next program or any of our programs, please reach out to Ms. Woodbury, Ms. Lewis, Principal LeBron, or you can reach out to me directly if you want to even be a speaker of the hour, if you want to sing, if you want to give a testimony, you want to be a prayer warrior, you want to give whatever you desire to do, you want to give a praise report, please reach out. And I want to invite all of you all who are listening under the sound of my voice this morning, I want to invite you to tune in to a series of Revelation seminars being conducted by Chaplain Willie and Anna Walker. They're having some seminars, Revelation seminars that are going on. As a matter of fact, this morning they're presenting at the Refuge Temple Church. Refuge Temple Church actually sponsored them. It presents This Is It, The Time Is Now, Revelation Seminar, 6 weeks of unlocking the book of Revelation. And you can catch this program. It's going to be today at 11 o'clock, and it'll also be again this evening at that Refuge Temple Church. It's located, let's see here, it's located at 605 East Washington Avenue, Lakeland, Georgia. Zip code is 32635. And you can also phone in at 229-482-9550. Or you can listen live via Zoom. The meeting ID number is 474-408-3826. Once again, the Zoom meeting number is 474-408-3826. Once again, 474-408-3826. The passcode is 276-458, 276-458. And that's going to be 11 o'clock this morning and again at 5 o'clock. Let's see here. If there's anything else I've forgotten, Principal LeBron, you can certainly remind them.
So just remember to bring others, you know, not just come by yourself, but bring others every time that you come on the program. And if there's anything that you would like to do, participation, please feel free to contact Ms. Woolberry, Dr. Walker, or myself.
Okay. And that's just about, we're about to conclude our program. We're going to have Elder Jude give us the benediction. Elder Jude.
Amen. A little bit of faith goes a long way. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your servant this morning brought us a word, Lord. Help us to remember to trust in you, Lord, and remember that all we need is mustard seed size faith, Lord, to be able to just have that. If we could just have that small faith in you, a little bit of faith goes a long way. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with each and every person on this line, Lord. We pray that you will bless them. I pray that each and every one receive the blessing this morning. Bless every person on the line. Bless every participant. Bless everyone that just all around the world, Lord, continue to keep us as we depart from this program. May you not depart from our presence. Keep us now and forevermore. As our prayer we ask in your name. Amen.
Have a wonderful Sabbath, everyone. Shalom.
Shalom.
Okay. Have a good day, everyone.
Is there a phone number that you can get in touch with
people? I'll keep you in prayer about your exam. And God bless everyone. Great Sabbath. Great program. Thank you.
God bless everyone. God bless you.
Thanks for all the prayers and thanks for all the testimony, everyone. God be with you all. Keep you safe and keep you well. Amen.